Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Scott Robinson and we're going to be talking about money to go to college. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning, LaVon.
It costs a great deal to go to college, whether it's junior college, community college, four-year, whatever. It costs a lot of money. And you have some information about helping kids out.
Yes, I'm a member of the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation. It's a foundation created about 10, 11 years ago by a group of Atlantic alums who just celebrated their 40th reunion, and they felt there was a need or a void for giving scholarships to prospective Atlantic graduates to go to school. So they formed a foundation, and ever since then we've been raising money and giving out scholarships to Atlantic grads.
Not lucky, I guess I should say, because they have to work for it. But the students who go to AHS have an opportunity here because you have done this. So how many scholarships this year?
This year we are given three scholarships valued at $1,500 each.
All right. And what do students have to do in order to apply?
These scholarships are very broad-based. They're requiring a financial need. You need to supply a FAFSA or a ESC to validate your need for money. Need a character reference.
Could be a teacher, a minister,
or somebody that knows you and can give you an accurate reference. School, you need a GPA of 2.5 or better, and you need to be accepted to a 2 or 4 year college or community college or technical school.
Okay, so you have a nice variety there that kids don't have to say, well, I'm going to the University of Iowa or Iowa State. You have lots of opportunities here. It could be Iowa Community College.
That's correct.
Yeah,
Iowa Western.
Iowa Western Community
College. Primary example for our area.
Uh-huh. So lots of opportunities there, and you do need students to apply. I think sometimes students who maybe have a little lower grade point say, oh, well, I don't need to apply because I'm not going to get anything.
Yeah, 2.5 is a C plus grade point, which is I think about 50% of the students that varies, it would qualify. And one of the problems that we've had over the years, and everybody has with scholarships, is we don't get enough applications. Not everybody who qualifies applies. So you almost not beg, but you encourage.
Right. Yeah.
Encourage a high school senior to apply, and if you're a parent of a high school student or a grandparent of a high school student, you should be pushing them to apply, because there's many, many scholarships that come and go, and nobody applies for them.
That's right. And, you gave the major things, financial need, character reference, 2.5 grade point average, and already being accepted. But in that application, they do have to tell you a little bit about what this might do for them.
Yeah, to get an application, our date ends on the 7th of April, so you got like 3 more weeks to get paperwork. And to get an application, you can do one of 3 things. Go to the guidance counselor office at the Atlantic High School. They'll probably say go to the websites, and the 2 websites that have these applications or more information, www.atlanticsf.org, or you can go to the Atlantic High School www.atlanticiaschools.org, which is the school website, and just follow the Atlantic High School guidance, local scholarships. You'll come to the SASF web link.
And if they say, well, I don't remember all what you said, Scott, there is somebody at the high school that
has that
information.
There's 3 guidance counselors. They all know, they do this for a living, and we're in the back half of the scholarship application, so they've been doing it for several months, referring to students. And when you get on the website, it talks about local scholarships. There's, I don't know if there's 100, but there's close to, it seems like a lot of scholarships being given to Atlantic students.
All right, so that opportunity. And when they send in there, and they'll see this when they get the scholarship information there, that application form, they do have to tell you what they think maybe this is going to do for them.
One of the things they ask, there's an application that's filled out, the basic name, address, parents, number of members in your family, number of kids going to college, for the fall term. They also ask you what is your expected family contribution, commonly known as EFC, and there's three different websites that will help you, a calculator, and those are one of the numbers that are required to show the financial need. They also talks about getting a letter of recommendation, we've talked about. You're going to need a copy of your college acceptance letter, an official seven-semester transcript, also known as the official transcript. I'm sure the students are aware of that. And then there'll be a short resume talking about your activities and your work experiences. And then finally, a typed one-page statement on how college will affect your life.
You know, and the reason one of the reasons I wanted you to go over that is I was thinking when we were talking about that 2.5 grade average, which is, as you say, kind of a C, I was thinking of my brother, who when he was in school was not maybe one of his high priorities. I mean, if he got a C, he was probably happy, although he was capable of doing more than that. And he worked, you know, he worked on the farm. So that writing is really important because your goals could change from what you did in high school.
Hey, you got to remember, it'd be a three or four, I don't know, five alumni my age, or our age, getting older, they'll be reading your resume, reading your application. And we're looking at the big picture, the total person. We're not necessarily looking just for the 4.0 kid that aces everything. We're putting, look at the all-around, who's worked hard, has good skills, is a joy to be around, and somebody that you want to, in a couple more years, are going to be living out here, and they're going to be good citizens and people that you're going to enjoy being with.
You bet. So great opportunity for students, and we'll mention this again, but the deadline is April 7th, so that's coming up. Now, Scott, you mentioned this got started back, I believe you said 2003, by the alumni because you said this is a need. So what's happened since then? You know, you've kept it going quite a few years.
Well, like I said, we incorporated the foundation in 2003. Some classmates got together from alumni, maybe Kurt Lane, he's the current president. He's a class of 65. He was one of the initial people on the board. We've got Nancy Armstrong, Carol Lane, Al Carver, Mike Cook, Bob Foster, Tom Hensley, John Ohms, Joyce Jensen, Tom Mal, Becky Reisgarden, Dennis Studeberg are emeritus directors. And current directors are Emily Kringle, she a class of 71. She's a secretary. Bob Hayes, the class of 61, he's a treasurer, and he and Kurt Lane are the, I guess I call the gurus.
Got to keep that money coming in.
They're professional investors, and they do a super job. Kathy Barga, class of 73, is on the board. Amy Deardorff is currently on the board. My wife, Saren, is the scholarship chairman. C.J. Hightoff, class of 70. John McGill, class of 72, Tim Tighe and J.C. Van Ginkel are some of the other current board members. Okay.
And obviously, to keep this scholarship going all these years, you've had to have continuous donations to this. And to me, it's kind of interesting that it sort of tells you where some of your classmates or the graduates have ended up, because they certainly don't all live right here.
Yeah, we've currently got graduates who have donated to the foundation in 36 states, include Washington, D.C., and we've got three alumni living outside the United States in foreign countries.
All right, so you can kind of track them down when you get those donations. And over those years, you started out a little smaller than the three $1,500 scholarships, but totally you've given out quite a lot of money.
Yeah, total contribution so far in the past 11 years, we're almost to $100,000, like $97,000 and change. And of that, we've given out $25,000 in scholarships to 36 different people.
All right. So parents, youth. Parents, grandparents, remember, this is the time to get that application in. And again, Scott, do April 7th, but where are the couple sources they can find this application form?
I contact the Atlantic High School Counselors Guidance Office up at the high school, or you can get on the web, and go to www.atlanticiaschools.org, or you can go to our website, and that's www.atlanticsasf.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott Robinson, for coming in and getting us reminded about those scholarships. Until next time, here's a thought. Whether you daydream or have good dreams at night, when you get finished, get up and do something to realize your dream.